Baruch Hashem Aboyim, welcome everyone to part 7 of our series on Cheres Havov Shar HaBitochin. We left off last time in the middle of Perek Beis, so just a brief reminder of where we're up to. Having learned the introduction, the Hakdoma to the Cheres Havov Shar HaBitochin, in which the Mechaber addresses the issue of why you would want to be a Baal Bitochin, and he explained to us the wonderful milas of leading a tranquil, serene, calm, peaceful life, of feeling always, in all situations, being in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which we discussed at great length when we learned it. Specifically, you'll remember he compared this ba'arichus to the alchemist who seems to be, for all the world, the most calm, Masudar person around, and yet, as the Cheres Havov explained to us, he really isn't. It's the one who's Boteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is. All of that was the Hakdoma, and that was really just to whet our appetite, why we would want to invest efforts into this project. Then we began the actual Sefer after the Hakdoma. Perek Aleph defined for us what Bitochen is, and it is Menuchas HaNefesh, and that's what it's all about, and that's the phrase that we will come back to time and time and time again, because really, in one line, that is, in fact, our project. A project of achieving Menuchas HaNefesh. And we then began, last time, Perek Beis. So in Perek Beis, just briefly to summarize what we've seen so far, and then we will continue and try and finish the Perek. What we've seen so far is, the Cheres Havov explains to us that anybody who wants to be boiteach in a particular force, a particular koyach or person, the only way that koyach can really act as a proper mivtach, a mivtach means somebody who one can be boiteach in, is if that particular mivtach fulfills various conditions, and in fact, there are 7 in total. In other words, if Reuven would like to be boiteach in any koyach, let that koyach be Shimon. Not necessarily for the moment being boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will get back to that in a moment. But for the moment, he keeps it very pariv. Reuven wants to be boiteach in Shimon. His bitochen can only be complete if Shimon fulfills 7 out of 7 criteria. And of course, the Cheres Havov's agenda over here is to prove to us beyond any doubt that there is no one or no koyach in the world who can actually fulfill all 7 criteria besides for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which therefore leads us to the inescapable conclusion that if you really want to come about Menuchas HaNefesh, there actually is only one address, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But before he even mentions any of that, he first goes through the conditions. Now you'll remember that we mentioned something very important last time. The Vilna Goyen was once asked, can you define for us what is Bitochen? To which he responded, there's no need for me to define Bitochen, because David HaMelech has already done so in Tehillim. How so? And he quoted the Pasuk in Tehillim, which talks about the one who is Boiteach Bashem as being comparable to the child in the hands of his mother. So as far as the Vilna Goyen was concerned, the Melech, David HaMelech, has defined for us, has given us a moshel of what Bitochen is. So this, as we explained last time, is the closest, albeit imperfect, moshel that we can have for Bitochen. So on the one hand, it's a very, very important working definition or moshel for us. Just as the young child leads a peaceful existence, he's not worried about where his next meal is coming from. He's not worried that one day he's going to find himself without food or clothing or shelter, because he has a mother and has a father who are looking after him and concerned with his needs. So that too, that's the moshel. What's the nimshel? We are the nimshel. The nimshel is, and really therefore this is our project, we too should try and strive and work to feeling like that young child in the hands of the mother. That was the moshel that the Vilna Gaon explained, the David HaMelech has illustrated for us. The reason why that moshel is so important is, on the one hand, that we now have, as it were, a frame of reference, rather than sounding some esoteric concept of bitochen, it's actually very real, something that we can all relate to on a day-to-day level. But on the other hand, we will see that the moshel, as good as it is, actually falls short. Specifically with regard to the seven criteria that the Chovos Avos now explains to us, necessary for one to have absolute bitochen in the Mivtach. So whilst the child feels secure in the hands of the parents, as we're going to soon see, the parent is the Mivtach, the one who's being Boiteach in. The child is the Boiteach, the one who is relying and the one who is being relied upon. But the moshel falls short, because the parent simply will not and cannot fulfill all seven criteria. And therefore, even the child in the hands of his mother does not experience that same menuchas hanefesh that a true boiteach b'kodesh baruch hu experiences. So it might be the closest moshel we have, and therefore a very important moshel, and we will keep on coming back to this moshel. But we must at the same time be cognizant of the fact that it's not the perfect moshel. With that, we now come back to the Chovos Avos Shaar HaBitochen. So the Shaar HaBitochen in Chovos Avos in Perek Beis says, there are a number of conditions, and I think we so far saw the first four, and we're up to number five. So let's briefly recap the first four. In order for Reuven to have bitochen in any other koyach, let that be in Shimon, number one, he has to be convinced that Shimon has limitless ahava and rachamim towards Reuven. So imagine if I am feeling unwell and I've got to go to a doctor. I'm relying, I am to an extent being boiteach in my doctor. But my bitachon is, by definition, very limited. Why is it limited? Because the doctor already falls through on the first condition. Can it be said about my doctor that he has unlimited ahava and rachmonas towards me? He might be a very caring and dedicated doctor, but he has plenty of patients. He might be in a bad mood today. He might be tired. He might be busy. He might be upset with me for some reason. A number of reasons in which we cannot genuinely say that this roifei, this doctor, has limitless ahava and rachamim. In order for me to have true bitochin in him, he's got to have that condition. Let's give another example. Somebody finds himself in serious financial trouble, and he knows that if he knocks on a particular wealthy individual's door, he might be able to help him. So I've got bitochin in him. Is it correct to be boiteach in him? Well, he's got to have seven conditions. Perhaps he too falls through on the first. This wealthy individual, does he indeed have limitless ahava and rachamim towards me? If he doesn't, then I cannot possibly have a full bitochin in him. That was condition number two. Condition number one. Condition number two was, not only has the Mivtach got limitless ahava towards me, but he is constantly on the lookout. How can he take care of my needs? Once again, we immediately see that the various mesholim we gave immediately fall through. The doctor, he might well be very dedicated and loving and caring. Can we possibly say that he's forever on the lookout taking care of my needs? No. He's got plenty of other patients he has to be busy with as well. I might well come to his clinic and have to wait there 2.5 hours whilst he's busy with more serious situations. And it might be correct that he's dealing with more serious cases. But I cannot therefore say that my particular story, my particular case is of paramount importance to him. Who says? There's plenty of patients who are at least as important to him, if not more so. He is not constantly on the lookout for my welfare because my interests are of paramount importance to him. We do, however, agree, perhaps, that the moshel of the child and the parent is so far the closest moshel. Yes, the doctor may not have limitless ahava, nor the wealthy individual to the poor man, but the parent to the child, that's pretty close. Yes, the parent has tremendous ahava and rachamim, kerachim av albonim, number one. Number two, yes, the parent is on the lookout constantly for the goodness and the welfare of the child, although again we begin to see chinks in the armor, because the parent isn't involved 24/7 with the needs of the child. The parent has to go to sleep at night as well. So what happens if the child is going to have a sleepless night? Will the parent be there at his bedside beck and call? Maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe he's got to take care of other children or other needs. Maybe the parent has to leave the house to go shopping for a moment. So even the parent, it's a pretty close moshel, but it's not quite 100%. The third category that the Chovos Avos has taught us was that the Mivtach has to have limitless koyach. Not just limitless rotzayin to help me, but has to have limitless ability to execute that. So again, all the mashalim now, all of them fall short. Obviously the doctor, the wealthy individual, somebody's feeling unwell, and I've got my bitochen in the doctor. Really? Do I genuinely feel that the doctor, there isn't a single situation which he can't manage? That's not true. There may well be situations that the doctor will hold his hands up and say, I'm sorry, I don't know what this is, or I do, but I can't treat it. Or, I can treat it, but I don't have the medication available. I do not have limitless ability. The wealthy individual, he may have tremendous rachamim towards me, he may be dedicated to my interests, but he may not have, at the moment, the financial resources to be able to help me. Or he does, but he doesn't have access to them. Certainly the moshel of the child to the parent also once again falls short. The child feels secure in the hands of the parent. But the child also knows that his parent is not Mr. Superman. And there may well be needs of his that his parent is unable to take care of. So that bitachon is certainly limited. It doesn't mean it's ruled out, it is limited. The fourth tanai that the Chovos Avos teaches us, that the mivtach not only has to be loving, dedicated, and limitless in his ability, but critically important, he has to be aware of my needs. The doctor may not be aware of my needs for all the goodwill in the world, for all the rotzen to want to treat me, provide me with medication, etc., etc., but who's to say that he genuinely knows what's in my best interest? The poor man who knocks on the gvir's door, I need $1,000 to help me out. So, what will this gevir do? Sure, I have tremendous ava v'rachamim towards you. Here's $1,000 on the spot. Is that indeed the best thing for this individual? Maybe not. Maybe not. Whoever's on Kehilas Agro is not muted. So therefore, the Chovos Avos is teaching us that in order to have absolute bitochin in the Mivtach, one has to be secure with the knowledge that the Mivtach genuinely knows what's best for me. And on occasion, it may actually be in my best interests not to give me the $1,000. It may be my best interest not to treat the patient. maybe he'd be better off not treated, maybe the medication could be damaging, etc., etc. Once again, we see where all of this is going, because the Chiddush of Ovis is obviously going to hold our hands and direct us in the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only Koyach who genuinely knows what's in our best interest. The fifth condition, and we pick up now from where we left off last time. The fifth condition is, says the Chiddush of Ovis, in order for me to have absolute bitochen in the Mivtach, and this is quite similar to the last condition, and that is that the Mivtach knows my background from the day I was born until the end of my life. He knows my whole story. He's been with me, he's accompanied me, he knows my whole history. So once again, we now see why all the other Mosholim don't quite live up to these categories, to these criteria. The doctor, I've just arrived in his surgery, he may know me for a year, he may know me for 2 years. Can we say that this doctor has been by my side from the minute I was born until the end of my life? Absolutely not. So he is certainly limited in his knowledge of his patient, because his relationship with him is limited. In order to have true bitachon, I have to be fully aware that the Mivtach has been with me through thick and thin from time immemorial, has always been with me. The Chovos HaLevavos throws in over here a very important line. The Chovos HaLevavos says that part of my bitochin in the Mivtach is upon the realization that the Mivtach has been with me right from day one, and under all circumstances has been good to me, whether I have been deserving or not. Whether I've been deserving or not, I always can tap into that goodness. And this, Moriah Barabosai, is worth just pausing for a moment or two, because this needs hisboinenus and tremendous chizuk. The Chovos HaLevavos is teaching us that an enormous part in bitochen and menuchas hanefesh comes about upon realization that my Mivtach, the one who I've decided to be boiteach in, has been good to me in the past. That therefore gives me security and tranquility with regard to the future. And Rabbi Yisai, this couldn't have been more timely, as we're now just the closing moments, or post the closing moments of Chanukah. Because Chanukah is the Chag of Hoidoyah, Hallel, Hoidoyah, Nishmas, etc., etc. The way that we have bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is why Hoidoyah is so critical, is by delving into the past. That gives us chizuk into the future. A person finds himself in a difficult situation, whether it is a financial crisis, a health crisis, whatever it may be, gashmias, ruchnias, he finds himself in a difficult situation. And I'd like to be machazik myself to feel really, truly, and genuinely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will surely in the future take care of my best interests. One of the classic and critical tools in doing that is by reminding myself and re-reminding myself that he has done so in the past. So why wouldn't he do so in the future? So when we are moida al ha'ovar, that creates and helps us be mispalel al ha'osid. What would be a classic example of this? Rabbi, this is critical, because we do this every single day of our lives. We just have to be aware that we are in fact doing this. Every day, before we begin our Tefillah of Shemoneh Esra, we talk about Ezras Avoseinu, Mimitzrayim Ga'altonu. We go over the whole of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Baruch Ato Hashem Go'al Yisrael. And that, of course, is called being Soimech Ge'ula L'Tfilah. Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas explains, why is it so important to be Soimech Ge'ula L'Tfilah? I'm about to embark on a project of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Refuah, for Parnasa, for Yerushalayim. Why must I talk about Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf? And the answer is, as we just mentioned, because my bitochin, and tefillah is obviously all about bitochin. Why would you request something of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you didn't have bitochin that he could provide it? My bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with regard to the future is based on all the chasodim that I, my family, and my nation have received in the past. So by reminding myself and re-reminding myself of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Esther Makris and Kriyas Yamsuf, I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I believe and I see that in the past you have always been there for me and for my nation. With that, I now move on and ask the future. Like we say every single day in Birkas Hamozin, who hativ, who mativ, who yativ. He has been good, he does good, and will do good in the future as well. Or we say in Nishmas, Adheino azarunu rachamecho. Until this point, you have always been at my side, v'lo yazavunu chasodecho. And how do we carry on? V'al titshenu lo netzach. Do not abandon us in the future. The Vilna Goyen explains that this is not just a tefillah, this is a statement. If I am indeed aware of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not abandoned me in the past, that very awareness gives me bitochin. And if I have bitochin, then you can be rest assured that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to shower goodness upon you in the future as well. So this is one of the major, major tools in bitochin. The Chag of Chanukah, which we have just ended, is the injection for the entire year in this particular avodah of Hoydoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the entire essence of the Chag. The kviyas of the Chag, as we famously know, the Shulchan Aruch says, there is no mitzvah to have a suda on Chanukah. There is on Purim, but not on Chanukah, because that's not the essence of the Chag. What is the essence of the Chag? Hallel v'Hoydoya. The more the person is moideh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just a midah of being grateful, which is of course very important, we've spoken about Karas HaTev in the past, but being grateful, being moideh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is mechazik my bitochen. It's mechazik my bitochen. And if we would only stop and think to ourselves how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has showered us with goodness, a year ago, and 5 years ago, and 20 years ago, and further back, all the way back from day one, we don't perhaps think about that enough, because if we would, that will give us bitochen. And even if we find ourselves now in a difficult situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adheino Azarunu Rachamecho. He has been a meitiv to me in the past, undoubtedly he will be a yativ in the future. And that's what the Chovos HaVavos says is a critical, indispensable criteria to be a mivtach. In order to be relied upon, the boiteach has to be convinced that the mivtach has been with me at my side from day one. So of course, again, we see where the Chovos HaVavos is going with this. This only applies to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Even the moshel of the child and parent cannot quite fulfill this category. Has the parent been at the child's side 24/7 from the minute he was born? No. Certainly not the doctor, and certainly not the wealthy individual, all the mesholim that we have been trying to compare and contrast this to. Says the Chovos HaVavos, now the sixth category. The sixth category, says the Chovos HaVavos, the six criteria in order for the Boiteach to have true bitochen in the Mivtach, says the Chovas Havovas, the six criteria is the realization that not only is the Mivtach dedicated to my needs and has limitless ability and has accompanied me forever, for example, but he is the sole koyach who is running my affairs. Because if my affairs are actually in the hands of more than one koyach, then I don't quite know where and who to entrust my bitochen in. Which obviously is the clearest example of why to be boiteach in any other koyach obviously falls short. I can be boiteach in my doctor, but my doctor cannot be my lawyer cannot be my dentist, and my dentist can't be my doctor. So I cannot genuinely be boiteach in one koyach and one koyach only. Finally, says the Chovas Havovos, in order to have genuine bitochen in the Mivtach, one has to be convinced, and this is quite similar to the first Tanai, but this is a further elaboration thereof, not only does the Boiteach want to do good to me, he will even do good to me when I am undeserving. And that's an absolutely critical point. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ahava towards us is in fact unconditional. Unconditional. And even if I know, heart of hearts, that I haven't actually pulled my weight, and I haven't quite been the Eved Hashem that I could have and should have, but I'm still convinced that my Mivtoch, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is still the mative. His hashkocha and his goodness towards me is not contingent, is not conditional, does not depend on whether I behave in a way that I should. And that once again further confirms that to be boiteach, therefore, in any other koyach, you will always be left short. Because imagine you go to a doctor, and the doctor treats you, and he says you've got to take this medication, and please fill out the following form, and please come the next day. And you come 3 weeks later, sorry, I forgot to come the next day. Okay, but did you at least fill out the form? No, I didn't do that. Okay, did you take the medication? No, I couldn't be bothered. What will the doctor say? Sorry, if you don't treat this seriously, then neither will I. I'm sorry, I've got to treat other patients then, who do treat their health more seriously. So therefore, his treatment of the patient is ultimately conditional. He needs to see that the patient is complying and doing what he's supposed to be doing. The poor individual who needs a great loan or donation, he knocks on a wealthy individual's door. Will the wealthy individual give him the $1,000 at all costs, no conditions attached? Unlikely. Imagine this is the 10th time you've knocked on the Gevir's door, and he asks you, but what happened to the last 9 times I gave you $1,000? Oh, I lost it. Unlikely that the Gevir is going to say, well, here's another $1,000. Whereas, in order to have true bitochen, and therefore this person will not be able to have true bitochen, in order to have true bitochen in the Mivtach, one has to genuinely be convinced that the Ahava and Rachamim towards me, the Boiteach, is unlimited. And not only unlimited, unconditional. With that, the Chovas Havovos, therefore, gets to his final grand conclusion, and this is the end now of Perek Beis, because he says, "The Kaasher Nachkor." If anybody will investigate Al Shiva Eile Hashiva Tanoim, if you consider these carefully, these 7 criteria, you will see that none of them, no single force in the entire Bria, can honestly say that it comprises all 7 criteria. But the Nimtzoim Kulom Baboirei Yisale. whereas all of them do exist in the case of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And he runs through the seven categories again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachem on everybody and everything, even goyim, even animals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has constant on the constant watch. Hine lo yonum v'lo yishon. Not just part of the time or most of the time, all of the time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of course, limitless. There is no plan of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam which will fall short because Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have the ability to carry it out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been with us from day one and has been mative in the past and will continue to be a yative in the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu genuinely knows what indeed is in our best interests. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole Mashkiach. There is no other force that controls my life. And finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is unconditional. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just fulfills some or most of these criteria, but actually every single last one of them. And so therefore, the Chovos Avovos concludes this perek and he says, V'haseichel goyzer. He says, therefore, logic would dictate, Behi kovets eile hashiva inyonim. When I see that all of these seven criteria all exist, baboire yisale, they exist with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mibilti anevroin, but they do not exist with any other koyach, says the Chovos Avovos, I actually do not therefore need to demonstrate this by proving this from Psukim, or Mamorei Chazal, it's all unnecessary. Logic dictates. Logic dictates there is one address and one address only. And that is how the Chovos Avovos therefore concludes the second perek. So I think we would all agree that the Chovos Avovos has done a terrific and structured job in directing us in one particular address. Having explained to us in the Hakdoma of why you would want to be a Baal Bitochin, how tremendously rewarding it is. Having defined for us in Perek Aleph what in fact Bitochin is, it's all about Menuchas HaNefesh. In Perek Beis, which we have now concluded, he has proven to us beyond any point of discussion whatsoever that the sole address, if you want to have that tranquil life, that's the Hakdoma. And you know that Bitochin is all about Menuchas HaNefesh, that's Perek Aleph, then Perek Beis comes into force when you realize that you need to have seven criteria in order to arrive at your address to be a Mivtach, and the only Koyach in the world who fulfills all seven criteria is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So this is a critically important Perek. The Chovos Avovos in this perek hasn't so much spoken about our input in Bitochin. Rather, step by step, that will be the next perek. In this perek, he hasn't spoken about us. He has spoken about the koyach that we are going to be boiteach in. And you can choose to be boiteach in any koyach you like, but you're going to be disappointed. Because there is no koyach in the world who satisfies all seven conditions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And therefore, the inescapable conclusion is, if you want to lead a life of Menuchas HaNefesh, you must realize, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach Bashem. Blessed and praiseworthy and fortunate is the one who's Boiteach Bashem, not in any other koyach. Ashrei Odom Boiteach Boch. How praiseworthy and fortunate is the one who is boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the only koyach in which it is kedai to be boiteach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the koyach who satisfies all seven conditions. Next week, in Yitz Hashem, as we begin Perek Gimel, the Chovos Avovos now will shift the focus back onto us. What the Mivtach needs to be, we have explained and we've realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only Mivtach. Now, let's move the emphasis onto the Boiteach. What do I have to do? how do I indeed come about to bitochen? I realize that the address is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What must I do in order for my bitochen to be complete? That Be'ezus Hashem we will begin, all being well, next week. Kol Tov to everybody.